Welcome to Awakening Plus. This is our shamanic awakening ceremony. It's November 24, 2020. Happy almost Thanksgiving for those of you in the United States of America, where we finally seem to have a decent presidential transition going on. So I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and we're going to do this. This is the most intense thing that we do in Awakening Plus. We do it usually every other month. And the shamanic awakening ceremony is where we really go intense. We use drums and rattles and things to really flush up your heavy energy and clear it away. And as with all things shamanic, the greater the intensity, the greater the awakening. So if you're willing to do something like this where it's really intense and you're really having heavy stuff flush up, then you can go to deeper levels of awakening. I've experienced for a long time, if you do good shadow work, which this is definitely a part of, then you get good awakening. And a good piece of shadow work, flush away a heavy piece once and for all, can permanently lift your awakened state. So that's what we're about tonight. We're gonna go through the darkness and come out into the light. And let me be super clear on what I just said. We are not gonna call in anything dark. The only beings we call here are beings of love and light and high vibration and benevolent intent. The darkness is what's gonna come up out of all of us as it's already been there. It's going to come to be flushed out or cleared or otherwise harmonized. So it's going to be intense, but not too intense. I've been doing this kind of work for many years, and no one's ever complained of getting overwhelmed. The divine beings we're going to call in will not allow that. So just know that you're in safe space. If you're willing to feel some intense stuff, that will not overwhelm you, but will be strong and a little challenging. Then you're in good shape. If during this process, it's so intense that your body needs to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you need to cry or even vocalize, you're all going to be muted, so no one on this call is going to hear you. I recommend you allow your body to do what it needs to do to clear whatever needs clearing. Alrighty. So let's also, this is one of our longest events. This usually runs a couple of hours. So if you can't stay that long, you might consider delaying and then coming back to do the recording. Of course, recordings are only available to members of Awakening Plus, but that's just $19 a month, so not a big deal. And you get access at this point to 280 archive recordings, which all carry the power of the live events. So it's okay if you have to leave early. Just ask the divine to excuse you and pull out, but I would recommend you not do that during the healing section. And this is an important point. If we're in the middle of the healing stuff and it's real intense and you leave the ceremony because you want to not have such an intense experience, the challenge there is you might have all this heavy stuff flushed up and then you leave the sacred container and it stays with you. However, if you stay the course and stay with our process until at least we get to the movement up into the higher self, then you will have a much greater chance that all that heavy stuff is going to be flushed up and cleared. So my recommendation, if you're feeling challenging energies, your best strategy is to stay with the ceremony at least until you feel like that's cleared and you're now in a more celestial, blissful space. I mean, ideally, you want to stay the whole time. But if you must exit early, definitely, if possible, wait until the heavy stuff has been flushed and you're in a more peaceful space, and then ask the allies to ease you out. But again, like I say, hopefully stay with it. I do request of you, whether you're live or on the recording, please make this the only thing you're doing, especially this ceremony. If you don't think you can seriously devote a couple hours to this, it would be better to wait and do it later as a recording. This is heavy duty stuff shamanically, and it can have powerful benefits. But as with all Awakening Plus sessions, your energy impacts everybody else. We co-create this. And if you're not fully attentive to the process, then your distraction is harming not only you, but everybody else, because your energy is in the mix, whether you're live or on the recording. So I do humbly request that you, if you're going to do this, act as if you're right here in the room with me and behave as if you were physically present. So that's the request. All right. I'm already feeling there's a lot of very powerful. We have now a lot of regulars who show up on our events, and I can already feel the power of the people who are on the live call. And I'm even feeling those who are on the recording later. Somehow I'm able to perceive that. So I already feel that awesome energy even before we set the sacred container. All right, enough yammering. Let's get to work here. As we start, I will yammer just a bit more. Get comfortable. This is a long ceremony. You can be sitting up, laying down, reclining. Any position is fine as long as you are relaxed and alert. You know, you want to be in a position where you're not as likely to fall asleep, for example. I mean, it happens sometimes and it's okay if you fall asleep without meaning to, but try to be in a position where you're both comfortable and alert. If you're fine anyway, sitting up is probably optimal because there's something about having that spine aligned with heaven and earth and vertical that somehow optimally facilitates energetic movement. Another thing I'll request of you is keep your body open. I learned this the hard way in certain shamanic ceremonies. You do not want to cross your arms. That blocks the release. You want your body open. You want the energy free to run down your arms, not your hands. If you're sitting like I am cross-legged, Indian style, it's okay to cross your ankles for that. You have to sit that way. But if you are not, if you're sitting any other way, like on a chair or whatever, then do not cross your ankles. That's a blockage of energy. Keep the ankles uncrossed and open, and that will let the heavy energy release more easily. All right, I'll guide you otherwise. So let's all relax and settle in. I'm excited. We got 44 people. That's a big turnout. Thank you all for being here. The more, the merrier. Just do the best you can. And your perfection is not expected, but just please give it your full attention all the way through and do your best. And everyone's energy will support everybody else. All right, close your eyes. Just relax and enjoy the building of energy as I call the directions and call in the allies. Pachamama Mama Kiya Wirakocha Inti Kwi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisal as higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call all other ascended masters whose presence serves highest good, please come. Including Kuan Yin. That's sweet. I call the high vibration angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Moo, West, Thesa, Zachary. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Archangel Michael, please create two portals. Exit only portals, one going down into the earth, one going up into the sky. May all heavy energy, all energy of low vibration and malevolent intent be immediately cleared from this container as soon as it appears, so that no matter how much heavy energy is released, the space remains clear, bright, and shiny. Thank you, Archangel Michael. All righty, we have our container. Just see if you can feel the difference in your body and in the energy around you. All right, so technically what we'll be doing is going through the full invocation cycle for embodied awakening. First, we're going to do the call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. I'll probably sing a mantra to sweeten that. Then we'll move into the healing invocation, which usually takes 30 to 45 minutes. That's when the rattling and drumming all happens and when the heavy stuff gets flushed up. That's the intense part. Once I sense that enough of that is cleared, we'll move up into our higher selves and just be that radiant being that created the human self, hang out there for a short time. Then we'll call it into our physical bodies and go to embodied awakening. Then we'll do another invocation to help make that more substantial and enduring. And then anything else we're called to do, and then at the end, any Q&A or questions. Again, only proceed past this point if you're willing to feel challenging and intense energies that will be cleared by the time we're done, and that will open the door for you to move into a deeper and more profound awakening on an ongoing basis after that. In shamanism, in this kind of work, you have to feel it to heal it. Guaranteed, it's not going to overwhelm you, although it may get intense. All right. So let's begin. We're going to do the first invocation. So I invite you to repeat after me while speaking to your higher self. We're going to call in maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. So please begin and do these invocations, do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. So here we go. Spirit that I am, please saturate me with the maximum light and divine consciousness that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Let the words go. Now relax and just rest in passive breath awareness. The more passive you are, the better it works. In particular, after doing these invocations, I recommend the following. As the energy comes in, please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just rest in passive breath awareness. Let the breath do whatever it wants. And just feel the sensation of the breath entering and leaving your body. Consider anything else a distraction, including any mental activity at all, even if it seems helpful. It'll just create static in this context, which will slow things down. So if there is a distraction and you notice that you're aware of it, don't fight it or try to change it. Let it do what it's doing without resistance. And you turn your attention back to your breath very gently and persistently. If the distraction continues in the background, no problem. Let it do its thing. You do your thing, resting in passive breath awareness. Do not fight the distraction. That will only make it stronger. So just rest in the breath and be as passive as possible, using the minimum effort that keeps breath awareness going. You may even discover that no effort at all is enough to feel breath. If not, then add just the teensy tiniest bit of effort until there's some breath awareness and just rest at that very minimal level of effort. The less effort you use to do this, the quicker and easier it's going to be for the divine to bring in what you've just invoked. And it's already starting to feel pretty sweet. All right. So as the energy comes in, I'm going to sing a mantra to sweeten the field. Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta Sri Bhagavate Namaha Om Sachidananda Parabrahma Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sameta Purushottama Paramatma Sri Bhagavati Sri Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavate Sametam Sri Bhagavate Shri Bhagavati Sametam Shri Bhagavate Namaha Bhagavate Namaha Sri Bhagavate Namaha Om Please rest in this peaceful energy for a moment. Just feel the peacefulness. Beautiful co-creation. All right. So now that we've got a nice baseline of peacefulness, we're going to move into our intense stuff. So just a little bit of information before we move to the healing invocation. Again, this is going to be an extended section. It can run as long as 45 minutes or an hour sometimes. And I'm going to be drumming and rattling and really doing everything I can to stir up your heavy energy so it can be flushed out or else turned to light and integrated into you. And the allies will decide what to do with it. All you have to do is just relax and let them work with you. It will probably be intense by design. Again, my guarantee, you're not going to get overwhelmed. If you just relax and open to the process, it may be intense. It will not be too much. My advice is when we're doing the healing invocation, the focus is on just feeling the sensation in your body that feels challenging. So wherever the energy is most intense, most challenging, rest your attention very gently there. The idea is to hold awareness there fully. The idea is to completely merge with the discomfort, be one with it. And just at the human level, with your human focus, you're just holding attention there very gently, but very fully. You want to use as much effort as is needed to feel the challenging phenomenon, but no more than that. You can play with a little more, a little less effort, and just find that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to have a complete experience of the challenge. And that'll shine a spotlight on that part. The divine will come in, flush it away, most likely. Sometimes it turns it to light and integrates it. Sometimes both. Just let the divine do what it needs to do. You may feel heavy energy flushing out your hands or your feet. maybe radiating out into space, whatever it takes. We're in sacred space. You heard me establish the portals. Any heavy energy released by anybody is going to be sucked right out of the space. You do not have to worry about picking up someone else's heavy energy. We are in a safe, clean container. Do not hesitate to release your heavy energy into the field. That's what we're here for. So that's pretty much it. Just keep surrendering, relaxing into the experience. Know that it will not be too much and you're safe. All right, I'm now going to shift the mic volume and we're going to start drumming. Oh, but first, I guess we should say the invocation. So if you're willing to do this intense clearing process, I invite you to now repeat after me. Again, you're speaking to your higher self. But repeat these words to your higher self starting now. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Okay. Now just relax and let the energy move. Oh. And if there is a technical issue, put it in the chat window and I'll occasionally glance over there to make sure there's no, because if there is an audio issue, I won't be aware of it unless I see someone type about it in the chat window. So keep me posted there. I'll occasionally glance over. Also be aware, even though I've got a good setup here, this is Zoom. And it's not set up for high fidelity audio. It's really a voice design. So even if the audio fidelity isn't super great here on the live call or even on the recording, know that the energetics are coming through at ultra high fidelity. Even if the audio doesn't sound that great, the frequencies for healing are still there. So don't let any compromised audio quality stop you from opening and receiving the energetics, and these are coming across again, regardless of whether you're live or on the recording. So I think that's all the preamble. Let's get into it.
Yeah.
All right, continue resting in whatever process you're in. You may be having a lot of energy moving through you right now. Let it clear, let it flush out your hands, your feet, let it radiate out into space. Whatever the divine's doing with it, just allow that. The less you do from your ego, the more you simply allow the energy to move itself, the quicker it's going to leave. Next, there's going to be a song. Before I do it, though, I'm going to have a little chat with the low vibration entities that might be in your field. Very few people are completely free of these. So don't freak out when I say I'm going to talk to these low vibration entities that are hanging around in your field. Very few and far between are people who don't have at least a few of these hanging around. So now I'm going to address not you humans, but the darker beings that might be hanging around you. I now speak to all beings of low vibration, benevolent intent, malicious intent, who are in or around the humans hearing my voice. Thank you for your attention, beings. My name is Benjamin. I come with many powerful beings of the light, as you can tell. Thank you for giving me your attention for just a moment. I come to let you know that very soon I'll be singing a song whose purpose is to transmute you beings of lower vibration to beings of love and light. If you would like that to happen, please do stay around and we will take care of that for you. You may, however, prefer to stay as you are, and that's a valid choice. What I'm going to offer you right now is a way you lower vibration beings can guarantee you'll remain as you are and not be at risk from the song that's about to happen. Archangel Michael, may I have your help, please? Thank you, brother. Archangel Michael, would you please now open one way, exit only portals to the home vibrations of these lower vibration beings? They're open. So dark entities, please notice there is now a portal open that goes back to your home. My understanding is that many of you were trapped here and would much rather be home. Oh, look, some are going already. Fabulous. So as soon as you notice which one is yours, you now have the option of diving in and you will be safely transported to your home vibration. You will arrive there just as you are now, and you've got a free ride home. If you'd like to take that, as you can see, many of your brothers and sisters are already diving in. However, it is a one-way trip. If you go through there, you cannot come back here. So what I'm offering you, dark beings, now is a chance to A, stay safe and keep your current form and not be transmuted to a being of love and light, a chance to go home that you might not have otherwise. However, if you do not go through the portal to your home vibration and you stay around, then I will start the song soon and you will then be at risk of being transmuted. This song has transmuted lots of dark beings before you. So it is a risk. So of your own free will, I invite you to make that choice now. Go through the portal if you want to play it safe and go back home and hang out with your buddies there. If you'd rather stay here and be transmuted to love and light, or resist it if you can, then hang around. So while I still perceive that beings of darkness are going through the portals, and I'm sensing a large number right now, I'm going to ring this little chime. And I'll play this music until I perceive that all the dark beings are going to go through have gone through. You humans, just relax, rest in breath awareness, and let all the lower vibration beings leave that are willing to do so. In this setup, everybody wins. Perceive great waves of lower vibration beings going through the portals. It's beautiful. Lots of action through the portals. I see the dark beings like great flocks of birds just swirling around into the portals. Just a few stragglers still going through. Dark beings, last call before the song starts. If you want to go through that portal, good idea to go now. Keep yourself safe if you choose to go home. So I'm going to once again address those beings of low vibration and malevolent intent who are still here. As you can tell, a lot of your brothers and sisters went through the portals. The song is about to start, the song of transmutation that's designed to transmute you guys to beings of love and light. Again, if you want to be transmuted, we'll take care of that for you. If you believe that you can stay in your host and resist the transmutation, we'll see. If you believe you can hold out and you discover partway through the song that you're being transmuted despite your best efforts to resist it, dark beings, then the portals are going to be held open by Archangel Mikael until the end of the song. And you can go through a portal at any time as long as the song is still singing. Once the song stops, the portals close. Your opportunity to go home disappears. So that's how it works. Thank you for your attention, dark beings. The song of transmutation will start here in just a moment. As for you humans, please just relax, be passive, let the energy move through you. Just allow the clearing and nice energy to come through. Again, it may be intense. It won't be too intense. It will not overwhelm you. So I'm now going to shift the microphone level. Again, fidelity doesn't matter. As long as you can hear the sound at all, it will be working, and the actual healing frequencies are going to come through full strength, regardless of the audio quality. So here we go.
Pour in as a light. light pours in, as the 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 light pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Or be transmuted to love and light. 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 Hey, 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 hey. Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Hey, 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 hey. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Or be transmuted to love and light. 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 As the light pours in, 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 pours in, as the light pours in, as the light pours in, as the light pours in.
Okay, beings of darkness, I've been holding back. In a moment, we're going to take this song up to full strength. If you dark beings are not 100% confident that you can resist the light, I strongly recommend you go through the portal now.
Transmuted to love and light, or be transmuted. edges of darkness. Hey, for be transmuted to love and light. For be transmuted to love and light. For be transmuted to love and light. For be transmuted to love and light as the light pours in as the light. Pours in as the light 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 pours in. As the light pours in, 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 as the light. Pours in as the light 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 pours. Pours in as the light 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 pours in as the light. Pours in as the light 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 pours in. Out you go, out you go, out you go, and it is a dark night. Out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Out you go, out you go, out you go, out you go, energies of darkness. Oh, be transmuted to love and light. 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 Oh, be transmuted to love and light as a light. Pours in 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 as a light.
All righty. Take a moment to see how you feel. By the way, when a shaman belches, it's not rude, it's just energy clearing. All right, we've got a nice, intense vibration going, and it's time for our next invocation to be one with our higher selves. Let me also get a quick sound check right now. If you're hearing me strong and clear, let's have a couple of people type yes in the chat window. Make sure the audio is still strong. Thank you. That's all I need is yes. Thank you. Okay, this next invocation merges you with your higher self. You're going to be asked to be one with the absolute peacefulness that you are, which is the same way of saying be one with your higher self. If you'd like to do that, repeat after me now out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Spirit that I am, please make me one with the absolute peace that I am. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, now relax. And your focus now is on the peacefulness that you are feeling. If there's a bunch of peacefulness, or even if there's just a tiny bit of peacefulness, then just relax into that sensation. And that will pull you in to your higher self like a tractor beam. Just relax into the peacefulness. Put your full attention on that sensation of peacefulness in your body. And just give it your full attention. But use the least amount of effort needed to feel it. Let's take a moment to determine how much effort that is for you. For starters, let's all drop to zero effort. Just be, please. Simply exist. If at zero effort you can perceive the peacefulness, stay at zero. If not, begin adding very small increments of effort, like the touch of a feather. And keep adding these very small amounts of effort until you are aware of the peacefulness. And once you've added barely enough effort to feel the peacefulness completely, then rest at that bare minimum level. The less effort that it takes to perceive the peacefulness, the better. Just rest in that just enough effort. Whether that's no effort at all or just a little bit. That's feeling really sweet as a group right now. Most of us have it. And you may be noticing now your experiences that you perhaps now feel more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. You're just a field of energy. In fact, you can't even find a boundary to you. You just seem to stretch on forever. And yet you can easily and comfortably rest in this peaceful field of being. And the field is so strong, you shouldn't even have to use effort now. If you just relax and simply be and allow, resting completely in the field will hold you. This field, of course, is your higher self, the pure spiritual energy that you were before you incarnated and that you will be again consciously after the incarnation ends, and that you can be consciously right now. Yeah, most of us are in the field. Again, I'm feeling you whether you're live or on the recording. If you sense you're being held in this field of peacefulness, just relax, do nothing more, just hold the space. And that makes it easier for everybody else to move into the field who's not yet there. So let's, those of us in the field, just relax and be, enjoy it. Those of you who are not there, relax, and this will allow you to be gently lifted right up into this divine field. Okay, that feels good. If you're not quite there, that's okay. Stay with us. You may still slip in. But I'm feeling almost everyone is in the field now. So just notice that you are pure consciousness here. Notice that this field of light, there is no mental chatter. There is no challenging emotion. It's completely peaceful. And all this doesn't take any effort. It just maintains itself. I'm going to be quiet for a moment just to let you feel what I'm talking about. So if during the silence there was not any mental chatter or challenging emotion and it was peaceful, then you were there. Now, each of us is experiencing as much of our divinity as we're able to. Always when we do this kind of work, the divine gives you as much as you're ready for and no more than that. So know that you're receiving exactly as much as you're ready for, always. So they've just amped up the energy. So notice you may be feeling enhanced bliss in the oneness with your higher self right now. And I'm noticing there's a both and happening. You are one with your higher self, and yet there's also a blended group field where we're in a group field as well. And it's a both and. Whether you feel one or both, just rest in whatever your experience is. Okay, now I'm feeling the desire of the body for this bliss. So we'll now do the embodied awakening invocation. We'll just do the shortcut. This calls your higher self into your physical body, and your higher self drives the human. Not slave drives, but just like a car driver. So the little bit I have to say before we can do this, your human self, using the car metaphor, the human slides over to the passenger seat, the divine drives. At any point the human doesn't like the divine's driving, it can immediately slide over, take the wheel again. The divine will immediately step out with no fuss. And just like that, your human is back driving again. There is no risk. It is instantly reversible. Your ego is safe. The divine only remains with the consent of the ego. No danger here for your human self. The benefits of embodied awakening are vast and pretty much innumerable. Here's the most obvious ones. When you're in this state, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure out so much, you just know what to do through intuition. And there's lots more bliss. So if you would like to experience that, then repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and rest in passive breath awareness in your body. However, there's an alternate focus. If you're really aware of the energy, if you're feeling that easily, you can rest awareness in the energetic field that you are instead of breath, whichever is easier for you. If breath awareness is easier, feel breath. If it's easier just to feel the energetic action, just rest and hold awareness of what the energy is doing all by itself. Once again, we're in a passive process. You've done your active part by calling it in. Now at the human level, you relax completely. You rest passively. You allow the light to come into you. And the more passive you are, the easier it comes in. That's feeling pretty good. Some of you are noticing there's some flush out the feet or the hands. For some of you, there's still some heavy energy that needs to be flushed away so the divine can come and merge with you. So if you're noticing a little bit of clearing, that's okay. That's necessary if you're experiencing that to get the light body fully in. It may feel a little challenging. Just go with it, relax, and let the process run. Yeah, many of us are locking into embodied awakening. The way you know that the embodied awakening is present is here in your human self. The following four things are all true at the same time. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And it's all holding itself. No effort required. It's just how it is. If that's you, relax and enjoy it. Just be in the field. You are serving those who are not quite there yet by holding that vibration and making it easier for them to match it. So if you're already there, relax and just be in the embodied awakening. If you're not there yet, just relax, allow, and let your higher self saturate you. It's like you're a sponge and it's water. A sponge does not have to do anything to absorb water. It just happens by itself. Very important to understand that any active effort will shut the whole thing down. Your ego must be completely passive and let the divine come to you. Let go and allow it to come in. Again, it's only going to give you as much of divine as you are ready for. You do not have to regulate or filter or control. I invite you to fully open and allow the divine itself to do any filtering that's needed. Again, it will only give you as much divine consciousness as your body can handle. Open and trust. Yeah, a lot of you just did that. Very well. Good job. And again, remember, I'm perceiving you whether you're live or on the recording. Doesn't matter. Ooh, nice, nice. Okay, we're almost where we need to be as a group. So just a moment longer, relax into whatever your experience is, whether you're in embodied awakening, whether you're just getting there. Relax, let go, allow. Now let's all drop to no effort at all. Please drop now to zero effort. Just be. That is a sweet field. Well done. Okay. just about all of us are in embodied awakening. If you're not, stay with us anyway. Okay. So notice now your state. And ask yourself, if assuming you can function and do everything you need to do in this state of consciousness, would you rather have this be your normal every day? Or would you rather have the consciousness that you had before we started this call? I'll let you think about that for a minute. If your answer is, yeah, I want more of this right here, we're going to do one last invocation to help make it more consistent. This is rather a long invocation, so let's get into it. So please, again, repeat after me, but you're speaking to your higher self. Spirit that I am, please place my main awareness in my higher self from now on, while maintaining optimal functionality in my human self. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you, this or something better. That's all the words. Let them go and relax and allow. Chances are you feel a whole lot more like a being of energy than a being of flesh right now. But actually, if you pay a little more attention, you notice, wow, my physical body feels like energy now. Yes, it's the physical body, but because you're so much more awake, because you are now your higher self running the physical body, you perceive the body as energy. Note that difference. It's pretty cool. And just relax a moment. You may be feeling some tingly stuff in your brain. You may feel energy moving in various parts of the body. You're getting upgrades in order to maintain this state more consistently. Just allow the energy to do itself. Your higher self and all these beautiful allies are helping you out. There's no way your human could even begin to understand what they're doing, so don't try to understand it. Just relax and allow. You'll feel energy moving. Don't try to figure out what they're doing. It's beyond a human's comprehension. Yeah, a lot of us just upshifted right there. So I'm feeling a little effort in the field. Let's drop that, guys. Please go to zero effort. Allow. Relax. Only when you're fully passive can they do the work the very best. Please relax and allow them to do it for you. This is so far above your human pay grade. There's no way you can help except to relax and allow. They're saying this prepares you for the new millennium. Ooh, sweet, sweet. Whatever they're doing, just let them do it. Again, we're in a safe container. Only beings of love and light are here. They know exactly what you need for your next level that your human has no clue about. Let them do their work, please. Many of us are on a spectrum of awareness now that ranges from the physical body into this sweet inner space, this field of bliss. And some of us are aware on that whole continuum from physical human all the way up to this bliss field, and it's all there at the same time. It's a both and. Just whatever you're experiencing, just relax into it. And don't try to put words on it. It is so far beyond language. It's futile. Just be the energy, relax into its essence, which is beingness and sensation, possibly some visuals, but there's no words for this. Just relax and be with it. Okay, now there's a little more movement into the body. They're taking these higher vibrations and they're saturating your body with it. It's very subtle, very gentle. It's a deep, deep cellular process. Every cell in your body is getting this. So relax, allow the upgrade, be passive, let them do their work. Each person getting precisely the frequencies and the upgrades that serve their highest good right now. If you come back to this as a recording in the membership, it'll be a different experience every time because you will be different every time you come to it. Wow, feel that shift right there. So sweet. Love that higher frequency. Yeah, they're taking us deep. Please relax. Allow them to take you as deep as you're ready to go. Yeah, they're saying that too. They're saying, let go, relax. Let us take you deep. Let us merge you with your divinity as much as you're ready for. And no more than that. Once again, a both and. It's mostly inner world awareness in this bliss field, and yet there's still some physical body awareness. A big theme throughout our work is that you do not have to leave your physical body to have these powerful spiritual experiences. They're really keen on us embodying this vibration in our physical bodies. Thus, we naturally radiate it to our fellow humans, and we serve the Great Awakening just by being awake in our bodies. There's another upgrade. Just relax into that one. Okay, so now they're going to radiate this energy out to the universe. Yeah, not just the earth, the whole universe. So relax, they're doing it now. So you may notice that this field we're in is like just expanding like a supernova, just radiating out into the universe, but way faster than a supernova. It's going inconceivably fast. And now it's that bubble has filled the entire universe. And if you relax, you'll have universal awareness as much as you're ready for. So notice there's this expansion happening. Relax and allow your consciousness to get as big as it wants to be. And again, it'll be just right for you right now. Don't push it. Just allow and let it be as big as it wants to be. Good. So we are blessing all beings everywhere with the beautiful consciousness we've gained. And the divine beings are taking care of distributing this energy out to every being, each one getting just the frequency it needs. New bliss level, let's just relax into that one. Okay, now become aware of your physical body. Please notice that your physical body awareness includes this higher consciousness. And if you're ready, open your eyes. You can do this right away or kind of ease them open, whatever works for you. But they would like you, if you're willing, to open your physical eyes and be aware of the space you're in. And notice that you're sitting here with your eyes open, aware of the physical space, and you're totally expanded into the bliss field at the same time, and you should still be able to feel it. Both and. And you play with it. Try opening your eyes, closing your eyes. And when I do it, there's no difference. I feel exactly the same expanded consciousness whether my eyes are open or closed. Experiment for yourself and see what your experience is. So now the frequency that's getting a little more body-centric now, slowly they're compressing that consciousness into the body more. And they're going to put all of it into the physical body. In these realms, size is a complete illusion. It's very easy for all that to fit into the body. So just relax as they compress all this consciousness into your physical form. There's a slight feeling of compression, but it's totally comfortable. Okay, there it is. They put it all in. And again, it doesn't matter if your eyes are open or closed, just feel this new vibration of your body. Well done. Just take a moment and be with what you are. Just, again, not in words, not in concepts, just be the vibration. Just merge with what you are at the feeling level. Well done. Okay, so they're going to have me close the sacred container. After that, we'll have some commentary, Q&A, if you wish. But they're also telling me there are some people who are needing to leave the event and they don't want to leave before the container's closed. So we're going to close container and then do Q&A and comments. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha Inti Kui Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful shamanic awakening ceremony. Wow. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. I ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this work for as long as it serves that person's highest good. I ask that you remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Thank you again. Okay, container is sealed. So if you have to boogie off, then feel free to depart now, whether you're live or on the recording. However, we're going to keep the recording going. And if anyone has anything they'd like to share, I'm going to allow unmuting. We got 44 people on the live call. You can now unmute yourself. So if you want to share something, just unmute your mic or type in the chat window. And we'll take a few minutes for questions or comments. So feel free to chime in if you wish. I'd be especially interested, just for my own knowledge, how the sound quality was on the live call. So if anyone's willing to give me feedback on that, did the sound sound decent? Wendy typed, my skin got really itchy like pins and needles. Cool. And Wendy, I'd love to know, did that clear? Brand typed, thank you, amazing experience as always. Oh, that's probably Brandy, sorry. Zoom only gives me parts of what people type. Sandra said sound was okay. I'm so glad to hear that. Last time we had real problems with it. I'm glad that the fidelity was okay this time. Okay, someone just activated their camera. If you activate your mic as well, then I'll be able to hear you speak. Someone just typed, hang on. Thank you, I had a lot of past life memories come up I had not seen before. Cool. Hi, Cass, is that, I recognize you. Did you have something you wanted to share?
You were asking about the volume control, and we had to adjust it when you went to when you switched. Okay. You came in extremely loudly, and we'd have to turn you down, and then we'd have to turn the drum up.
Okay. Yeah, that's the best I can do.
It was not a problem.
Okay, but it, the volume was consistent with whatever was happening. You turned it up loud enough to hear it, and it was okay?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
So glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. If it goes any louder than that, it distorts, and I don't want it distorted. Thanks for the feedback on that. Thank you, Cass.
And I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So where do the dark energy entities come from, and how do they attach to us, or how and when do we pick them up?
Good question. I'll try to give a relatively concise answer to that. Dark energies are part of the environment here. And it's what you pay attention to. There's a Native American story that, you know, the Native American child is told by the elders, well, there's a good wolf on your right shoulder and there's an evil wolf on your left shoulder. And then the child instantly asks, well, which wolf is stronger? And they say, well, which wolf are you feeding? And it's very much the same with light and dark energies. If you're putting your attention on uplifting high vibration things, then you attract more high vibration entities. If you're putting your attention on low vibration things, or if you're dwelling a lot in challenging emotions and dark thoughts, then you pull the dark entities in. And we have complete free will, and we can draw in whatever mix we want. Okay. So the best way to keep your vibration high is to, you know, keep your diet on all levels clean. You know, put your attention on uplifting positive things, music, media, movies, TV, you know, try to go into high vibration spaces, notice your own thoughts. And if you find you're in a negative thought loop, redirect that into a more positive frame of mind, et cetera. If you've already got some dark stuff in you, the best way I know a person can clear themselves is the healing invocation, which we did tonight. Just say maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Rest attention gently wherever you feel the bad energy. The divine will come in and flush it out. Okay. Again, I'm a big fan of maintaining embodied awakening. You know, every morning, say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Rest in passive breath awareness. Let the divine come in and saturate you, bring you to that light. If anyone has not checked out my 6-part invocation masterclass on my site, I have several videos in there that talk you through the whole thing of working with those two core invocations. Just go to astroshaman.com. The last word on the menu bar is invocations. Click that. It'll take you to a little description page. At the bottom, you plug in your name and email, and it opens you to those 6 invocation lessons. And that's the best and clearest presentation I've ever given of that material. So those tools will help. Again, that's the best I know to give anybody. If you've already got something that works better for either of those, then do that. You know, I really don't care if you use my tools or someone else's, just I really know how important it is, if you're wanting to be a high vibration being, to keep your awakening solid every moment of every day the best you can. And when you feel stuff getting flushed up, then use some kind of shadow work tool to flush it out. So basically, to circle back around, I may have tangented a bit, but the earth is a mix of high and low vibrations. My understanding is without the dark beings, we don't evolve. We stagnate without them. We just get cappy wherever we're at and we just kind of cruise. So what the dark beings do is they're trying to exploit us, and it's okay, they're weak there. There's a wound there I can get into. They want to stir you up and get you into a negative space emotionally or mentally. And then that's actually the energy they like to feed on. Okay. So if you let yourself get riled up, and especially if you project negative energy out verbally or emotionally to others, you're feeding the dark entities that are part of that being's ecosystem. So, you know, taking the high road is better on all things. So if you get riled up, instead of projecting negativity back toward the source of catalysts, okay, I'm going to separate myself out. I'm going to do my healing invocation to flush that stuff down, give it to the earth who loves it. It's a snack for her. And choose not to engage at that level. And that's, there's more to it. But in fact, I'm about to tonight, again, it's November 24, tonight I'll be posting my astrology forecast for 2021. And at the end, there's a Q&A, and I go deep into this topic in response to a question more than I want to do right here. So if you go to the last 30 minutes of that video, I go deep into this very question. Even though it's an astrology video, I get off into metaphysics. Okay. That'll be on my site, astroshaman.com. I hope that was helpful. Okay, I'm going to take a sec and catch up with all the typing that's been done. I like to put this on the record verbally. Hang on a second. Let me maximize this. Okay, Gina typed, the sound of the drummer rattle alone didn't pick up until you vocalized on this end for me. Nathan said, I laughed a lot and felt happy. I twitched when I felt doubt or letting go of that doubt. Deborah says, thank you for creating a beautiful container. I was belching a lot. Me too. That's a good energy release. Anjuli says, dense depth of energy for me. Have felt building for days that really cleared tonight. Yay. Sandra typed, amazing shamanic experience. Really appreciate your chanting and playing the instruments live. As soon as you started, big yawns and even some tears showed up. My feet ended up with a burning sensation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This was so beautiful. The burning sensation in the feet was the heavy energy flushing out the feet. Deanna types, I've been dropped off a time or two, but thank you. I guess she went to sleep or something. Eva typed, oh, good. I was wondering about your 2021. Okay, we're caught up on the texting now. Anyone else who'd care to share live? Anyone who wants to speak or have their video on or anything? If so, just click your little mic icon. It'll unmute you. If you're on a phone, *6 will do that, I believe. If you'd rather not, that's fine too. And if no one's speaking, we can take just a moment. The energy is still really sweet in the field. Just because I closed the mesa did not stop the energy. So you can feel we're still in a really sweet communal space.
Hmm. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yep, I hear you. Is it Dina or Deanna?
Deanna. And I called in earlier and I was dropped from the call. Uh-huh. So then I connected with the Zoom and then I was dropped from Zoom. Oh, and no. Now I'm back again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So kind of a hit and miss. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. But
okay, your audio is getting weird. So it appears to me that you dropped because you don't have a strong connection on your end based on what I'm hearing right now. So Deanna, I'm afraid I'm going to have to let you go. Now you're back.
Now I'm back. I don't know what's going on. It must be on my end.
Yeah, but I think you've got a weak internet over there. So, but get it out quick before we lose you again.
At one point in Eagle, I saw an eagle come into my third eye. Mm-hmm. And right as he appeared, then he just disappeared.
Sweet.
It was very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that he came into you and merged with you. Does that feel right?
It works for me. Because he came right in and then I didn't see him anymore.
Yeah, he's one of your power animals. So you can work with him consciously in future if you wish.
Oh, I like that.
So you can even work with him eagerly. That's awesome. I'm glad you had that experience. Congratulations.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Cool. Anything else?
No, I think that's it. I think I'm just resting in being aware of it.
Okay, good. Yeah. Just relax. By the way, folks, this can be intense. It's nice to like hydrate well tonight and tomorrow. If you feel like you need some downtime, some rest, take it. You know, we did some very powerful flushing tonight, and you may feel, you know, a little peaked tomorrow possibly, or whenever you're doing this. So just rest enough, hydrate enough, and give yourself a chance to, you know, detox and recuperate if that's what your body needs right now. All right. I think someone else typed something. Let me check it real quick. Hang on a sec. There's a few people have typed. Someone typed, first time with this experience and I felt my head vibrating and I felt amazing. Thank you so much. Thank you. Flushing meaning cleansing. Yes. Nathan says, I laughed when Benjamin said owl, Babaji, and Yogananda. I felt a real connection. Michelle types, during embodiment, I received a new sensation as though I'm wearing glasses. It encompasses my sinus and third eye. Fabulous. Yep. All kinds of interesting phenomena happen on these calls. Different people have different experiences, but it's all for highest good for sure. Okay, I'm feeling a movement toward wrapping up. So any last questions or comments, please? If anyone wants to type or say anything, this is the moment. Nancy, I think, says my body is still twitching. Yeah, let it twitch. That's energetic release. I did so much twitching in my early years of shamanic ceremonies. I felt like I was a human vibrator sometimes. It was so crazy. And I do a lot less of that now, but for years I twitched and shook and vibrated and shook out all that heavy stuff that was in me. It was pretty intense. Okay, that feels like a wrap then. Thank you all so much. And let me thank once again, there's a lot of people who are showing up very well. And we are building a container at the same time. Everyone, it's a totally open, welcoming container. But I'm just happy we have so many repeaters who are holding this amazing field. And we are co-creating this. Everyone who comes and comes with any regularity really empowers the work. So thank you all for choosing to be here. All right. So some gratitude being expressed on the text. Lots of thanks and et cetera. So thank you all each for your thank yous and everything. Really appreciate that. So kind of you. So many sweet things being said, like thank you, blessings, hugs, gratitude. Yeah, thank you. All right, so I already closed the Mesa, so I guess it's just a matter of closing the call. So thanks again. As a reminder, if you're here as a guest, not a member of Awakening Plus, you know, many of our events are free and you're welcome to come in on them live. But if you want to get into the archive, that's members only. With this call, there will be 281 archived events. And we even have a best of page that gives you the best of the best to help you focus on which ones to listen to so you don't get overwhelmed. There's all sorts of other member benefits. You can learn about all that at awakeningplus.com. Check it out if this feels good to you. If you want to work with me personally, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching. And if you're listening soon enough, at this very moment, I'm running a Black Friday special on astrology readings. And through this coming Monday, I believe November 30, if you prepay sessions, you can get it for $99 an hour instead of $120. And you have until the end of 2021 to use them. I've had a bunch of people get them already. So if you think you want to do some astrology with me sometime between now and the end of 2021, they will not be any cheaper before then. So this is a truly low rate for just $99 an hour for my astrology work. I mean, before the pandemic, I was charging $180 an hour and then dropped it because of the pandemic, but this is even lower. So check it out. Awakeningplus.com, the homepage, you'll see a blog post about the Black Friday special. So if you're in time before November 30, 2020, check that out if you're interested. I think that's all the stuff. Thanks again for being here. So grateful for each and every one of you. And many blessings to you all. And goodbye for now. Many blessings.